Tonight, what we're going to be talking about is a new series, and the main word that I want to talk about is the word give. You know, we live in a world where it's inspiring to watch other people give. How many of you ever watched Extreme Home Makeover Edition? You know, those types of shows where you feel connected because people are getting something. Somebody is sacrificing, and they're giving towards this family in need, and you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, and you go to bed at night, and you think, wow, wasn't that amazing what we did? But then you realize that you weren't in on that. You know, we feel connected to it. It makes us feel good when others are giving, and we feel like there's something bigger that we want to be a part of. There's something out there we think, man, I'm supposed to do something like that. A few years ago, I was watching TV, and I saw this new shoe company that was started. It was called Tom's. At the time, nobody really knew much about it. Yeah? Got Tom's. But as I was watching, I thought, this is a really cool idea. It was started by this guy named Blake McCoskey. And what he did was he said, I don't think that people should have to walk around without shoes on. He went to Argentina in 2006. And he walked around and he saw all these kids walking around. And they never in their life owned a pair of shoes. Now, for me, I don't know how many pairs of shoes I own because I own so many pairs of shoes. And I just got to confess that it's like embarrassing how many pairs of shoes I own. But you think about it, these kids in Argentina, he said, these kids have never gotten a pair of shoes in their life. And so something birthed in him, something like an idea came, and he said, you know what? What if it's an idea of buy one, give one? You buy a pair of shoes, and every time you buy a pair of shoes, which look like this, Tom's, you give a pair to somebody in need. And he started in Argentina. He took it to Africa. He's taken it around the world. Great idea. Built on the idea of giving. See, why do we not live a life of giving? Why do we think, man, you know what? It's just better if I hold on to this $5 instead of help somebody else with it. I just want to tell you tonight, I'm guilty of it. You see, for me, I was talking with my wife recently, and I said, you know, I feel like I've lived a life where I really haven't had to sacrifice very much. Because if we were to look at our lives and say, you know what? I don't have dot, dot, dot. And we kind of put it into the category of, do I need it or do I want it? Most of the time it's in the category of I want it. Because in this country, guys, we are rich. We are rich. Because I've been different places around the world. I've been to India. I've been to Africa. I've been to these places, and I've seen the people running around in the streets, and they have really nothing. And so tonight, it's like, man, let's just think about it. Let's confess it a little bit and just say, hey, when it comes to giving, I really don't know what that means. When it comes to sacrificing, I really don't know what that means. Because most of the time, for me, and I'm just saying this, and maybe this is true for you, we focus on the smaller than the bigger. We focus on the smaller rather than the bigger. Because all of us have come to that place where we said, you know what? Instead of doing what I know I should with this $5, I'm going to go spend it on myself. We spend a $5 bill on candy. We eat it. It's gone. You know what I mean? But what could we have done with that $5, that small little amount, that could have contributed to something bigger, that could help somebody in need? See, tonight, I want to look at a passage of Scripture. Because giving didn't start with Blake McCoskey and Tom's shoes. It started with Jesus. It started with God saying, this is the way we were meant to live. To have a giving life instead of one that says, you know what, I'm going to take, and I'm going to hold on to, and I'm going to spend on myself. And so tonight we're going to look at Acts chapter 4, and here's what it says. This is verses 32, and we're going to read through 35, but here's what it says. All the believers were one in heart and mind. Okay, and so what it's saying here really quickly is that this. We were all on the same page. All the people that were believers that said that they were Christians, they were on the same page. They believed that Jesus was it, that it was about his kingdom. It was about lifting up the name of Jesus. It was about living for Jesus. It wasn't about saying, you know what, let me just make a bunch of money for myself or add to my own glory. But it said, no, we're going to live for one name, Jesus. They were all on the same page with that. It said, no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. So you think about that real quick. Is it easy to share with your brothers and sisters? No. No, usually it's not. You know, my brother would come in when I was in middle school and high school and all these, you know, and he would say, hey, Randall, can I borrow your shoes, man? No, because I know what happened the last time you borrowed my shoes. You got them all messed up. I had to clean them up. They smelt weird. All those things happened the last time I let you borrow my shoes. You see, that's the same struggle that all of us have, but they didn't have that kind of struggle here because here's what they thought. Those shoes aren't mine. The shirt, it's not mine. These things aren't mine. The stuff that I own isn't mine. Well, if it's not mine, then whose is it? What's God's? God owns this stuff. That's what this group of believers believe, that God owned it. It's very temporary, and so I want to make the most of the small amount of time that I have and the small amount of money I have. And so what they did was, it says, they shared everything they had. And so it says, this is what happens. This is what happens with this group. It says, with great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of Jesus, and so they put Jesus number one, and much grace was upon them all. You see, when you feel that grace, when you feel something, you feel like, man, this is something different. This is what I was created for. Have you guys ever had that feeling before where you did something, you helped somebody, and it was like, man, this is awesome. Why don't I do this more often? Have you ever felt that before? You ever done that before? You helped somebody out and you think, man, that feels nice. Like, I feel like that's what I was meant to do. Goes on and says, there were no needy persons among them. From time to time, those who owned lands, houses, sold them, brought the money from them to the apostles and the feet, and they distributed it to anyone who had need. So what they were saying was, you know what? They gave to the church. They said, you know what? This is more important than what I thought this world was all about. It's more important than the Xbox. It's more important than the PS3. It's more important than those new pair of shoes, because God has something bigger that he wants us to do with this short amount of money. You know, thinking about it, you guys don't have jobs, okay? Most of you don't. Maybe you've got babysitting, things like that. But what I'm saying is, it's not the amount of money that you give. It's not the amount of money that you sacrifice to help somebody. It's the principle. It's the principle of saying, you know what, it's not about $5, but it's the principle of saying, you know what, I'm going to use this to help somebody else. I'm going to give for a greater good, for something bigger than myself. Tonight I want to tell you this point, and this is the point of it all. Giving connects you to something bigger. Now, I guarantee you that you can't go up to Blake McCoskey and say, what you're doing, that's stupid. I don't know about that. That's really dumb. You know, giving shoes to people, I mean, really? Blake, let me tell you the real strategy here. The real strategy is if you stop giving those shoes and then you actually take all of the profits for yourself, that would be way much better because you'd be making much more money. Isn't that the smarter strategy? Well, not according to what Jesus would say. And I guarantee you, Blake wouldn't say that either. he would say, you know what? Giving connects you to something bigger. It's funny because Blake was in the airport one day, and he tells this story about how he was walking around in the airport. He wasn't wearing Tom's shoes. He was actually just walking around with different pair of shoes on. But he saw somebody, and he said this was the first time he saw somebody that he didn't know wearing a pair of Tom's shoes. And so he wanted to just go test and kind of see why she had these pair of shoes. So he went up to her, and he said, hey, I like your shoes. Where'd you get those? And she turned to him, and she had this, like, crazy look in her eyes. She said, these are the greatest shoes in the world. This is the greatest business ever. Let me tell you about it. What this guy does, his name's Blake, and he lives on this boat. And what he did was he went to Argentina, and he went down there, and then he saw people didn't have shoes. And so what he did was he says, okay, there's one shoe that you buy, you know, a pair of shoes, and then he will give it to somebody in Argentina. Can you believe that? Blake looked there and said, yeah, that sounds really cool. That sounds really cool. And he's like, tell me a little bit more about this Blake guy. And then she just starts going on and on and on and on and on. And then he turned to her and said, I'm Blake. She said, why'd you cut your hair? You think about that story. Blake's doing a very good thing. Don't get me wrong. He's doing a very good thing. But when we give, what God's calling us to do is not have our name attached to it, but to have the name of Jesus attached to it. Not to get people excited about, man, isn't Blake such an amazing guy? But to say, wow, what happened in his heart? Because Jesus was an amazing guy. I want my life to reflect Jesus. Because I want to give to something that's bigger than me. Giving connects you to something bigger. And if you give in the name of Jesus to help somebody else, that's the greatest, biggest thing that you could ever give to. That's something that riches and all that stuff could never replace. And so tonight, under 10 of your chairs, there's $5. Look under your chair. See if you got it. If you got it, stand up. Stand on your chair if you got it. Look under your chair. Stand up. Stand up on your chair. Stand up on your chair. If you've got it, if it's under your chair, stand up. All right, real quick, quiet down, please. Everybody look around. These are the people who've got the money in that envelope. Now, what I want to tell you is that's the Lord's money. Somebody sacrificed that money and gave it here at this church. And what I'm saying to you, and this is the challenge, what I'm saying to you is you are going to take that money and use it in the name of Jesus to help somebody else. You're going to take that, and I'm not going to tell you how to use it. I'm not going to tell you this is what you need to do with it, but you need to pray about it and say, I'm the one that's got this money for a reason. And I'm going to do something to help somebody. Because if I told you this is what you need to do with it, I bet you it wouldn't even be halfway as cool as what you're going to do with that money. So I want to hear stories by next Wednesday, okay? Stories of what you did with that money, how you helped somebody in need with just a little bit of money. You're going to have an opportunity to help somebody in need. And so we're all going to keep you guys accountable. We're going to come back next week. We're going to wait for a story. We want to hear a story of how you help somebody. Can you all do that? Can you do it? Give it up for these people who are going to do it. All right, you guys can have a seat. And so next week, what we're going to do is we're going to look for some stories. But tonight, giving. You know, giving connects you to something bigger. There's already a student right now who's doing just that. He went down to the Dominican Republic on a mission trip for FCA last year. His dad sent me a link to a website, Give One Glove. And what it's about is it's about giving one glove to somebody in the Dominican that doesn't have one. Okay? Tristan Triplett did that. That's something that God put on his heart. And it was based off of this Luke 6 passage, and it says, give and it will be given to you. And it just goes on and on and on. This is the words of Jesus. You see, again, giving didn't start with Blake. It didn't start with Extreme Home Makeover. It started with Jesus. And if we attach Jesus' name to our giving, it will connect us to something bigger than ourselves. And so this next week, I want to see some great stories. And if you've never been on a mission trip before, I just want to tell you, Natalie's going to give us a little bit more information about this at the end. But Natalie, myself, Ed, we're going to Ecuador this summer. We've got 10 spots. 10 spots for middle school students. Now, this is something that's never happened before, and we had to talk to the missions department and say, we want to do this. We believe in our middle school students. We're going to take 10 students to Ecuador with us on an international mission trip. And so you've got to be extremely serious about this, but that's what we're going to be doing this summer. And so I'm really looking forward to that. Natalie will give you more information at the end. And then also, your small group. Even if you didn't get the money tonight in the envelope, your small group has an opportunity to give. These next few weeks, what we're going to be doing is we've got a jar, a collection jar for each small group. And you're going to decide what you're going to do with the money that you guys decide to give in that jar. And then we want to hear stories about you, how you've helped people in the name of Jesus. Giving connects you to something bigger. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for Jesus, who taught us that giving is the way to live. It didn't originate with us. It originated with you. That's just the life you've called us to. That's just the life you lived yourself. You were the example of that, God. And so, Father, I don't know what is going to come out of this month. I don't know what's going to come out of this series, but God, I just pray that your spirit works here and that it challenges us to do something bigger than ourselves, bigger than an iPod or iPad that we could just buy for ourselves and then it just gets old.